The vid cut to a shot of Coruscant, and a commentator said,
"Until today, when an attack."
The ship's comm unit chimed receipt of a signal, and Zerid killed the vid. Expecting planetary control, he reached for it, but stopped halfway when he realized it was the encrypted subspace channel he used with the exchange. He considered ignoring the hail. Speaking to Orin so near to Volta would soil his reunion with Era. He did not want business on his mind when he saw his daughter. The steady red blink of the hail continued. He relented, cursed, and hit the button to open the channel. Hit it so hard that he cracked the plastoid. He tensed for what he would hear.
"What?"
he barked. For a moment, Orin said nothing. Then,
"If voice analysis didn't show it to be you speaking, I might have assumed I'd hailed someone else."
"I have something else on my mind right now."
"Oh?"
Orin paused, as if awaiting a more thorough explanation. Zerid offered none, so Orin continued.
"As I alluded to before, I have something urgent. Delivery requires someone with extraordinary piloting skills. Someone like you, Z-Man."
"I just finished a job, Orin. I need time."
"This job will wipe your slate clean."
Zerid sat up in his chair, not sure he'd heard correctly.
"Say again?"
"You heard me."
Zerid had heard him. He just couldn't believe it. Mere hours ago, he imagined he could never get clear of the exchange. Now, Orin was offering him just that? He tried to keep his voice steady.
"This just a drop?"
"It is a drop."
"What's the cargo?"
He tried not to choke on the next word.
"Spice?"
"Yes."
"Where is it going?"
He figured it had to be heading to some seriously hot hole of a planet for Orin to have offered to clear his debt.
"Coruscant."
Orin pronounced the name reluctantly, as if he expected Zerid to balk.
"That's it?"
"Did you hear what I said?"
"I did. You said Coruscant. So what's the catch?"
"The catch?"
"Coruscant ain't exactly a hot LZ. It's a vacation compared with what I'm used to. So what's the catch?"
"You haven't caught the hollow?"
"I've been in hyperspace."
"Of course. The Empire attacked Coruscant."
Zerid leaned in close. Once more, not sure he had heard correctly. Orin's simple statement and the flat tone in which he delivered it did not seem to have the wherewithal to carry the import of the word Zerid thought he'd heard.
"Repeat? There were peace negotiations taking place on Alderaan. I just saw them on the Hollow. What do you mean by attacked?"
"I mean attacked. An Imperial fleet is in orbit around the planet. Imperial forces occupy Coruscant. No one knows much else because the Empire is jamming communications out of Coruscant.